It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welke, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, it is time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app. 12-game homestand drawing towards a close. Today it is game number 11 of 12 and game 5 of 6 between the Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets, and the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the High A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Hey, everyone. So glad you could stop by alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones 2-0 winners yesterday. Already the fourth shutout of the season for the Cyclones as we sit here on May 4th. They limited Aberdeen to only one base hit. And even though Brooklyn pitchers did issue a grand total of 8 free passes on the day, the Ironbird bats were unable to scratch anything across. Aberdeen left 9 men on the bases yesterday, despite only having one base hit. Lone hit came from Douglas Hodo in the top of the third inning. Brandon Sproat was spectacular. 5 innings, 1 hit, got the win, did walk 4, and struck out a career-high 8 batters. And Justin, it seems like Sproat, the second-round pick from 2023, just continues to get better and better and more confident with each passing outing.
Yeah, no, Sproat was outstanding in the ballgame yesterday for Brooklyn. You mentioned the career-high 8 strikeouts in the game, matched a career-high 5 innings. And what you mentioned in the in-stadium pregame show, the mental fortitude for Sproat, frustrated, walked 3 straight batters with 2 out of the 4th inning, and then able to buckle down, got a line out to left to keep Aberdeen off the scoreboard. That's when it was still a 1-0 game. So Sproat finding ways to get the job done even when his command isn't pristine. But really, outside of a couple of blips, his command's been all right. That fastball looked mighty good yesterday. And the sky's the limit. Another prospect for the Mets on the pitching side of things. It's starting to get a little comical, the amount of arms the Mets have in their stable.
So Sproat, a perfect 2-0 on the young season now. Jeffrey Colon got the hold. He went after him, went 2 2/3 of hitless baseball, and then a 4-out save for Joey Lancelotti. So 3 arms for Brooklyn. Sproat, Colon, Lancelotti, they pick up the win, the hold, and the save, respectively. 2 Cyclones runs on the day. One came in the first. One came later on in the 7th. It was courtesy of an RBI double from Stanley Consuegra, and then in the 7th, an RBI single from Jeffrey De Los Santos. But how about Consuegra with that extra base hit that brought in a run yesterday? Becomes the first Cyclones player in franchise history to hit the century mark in the runs batted in department. Number 100 for Stanley, who is batting cleanup and playing center field today. And Justin, while maybe Stanley would have hoped his 2024 got out to a little bit of a better start, only at 210 batting average-wise, it is very clear that he is always a threat and always a big presence in the middle of this Brooklyn batting order, no matter what the numbers really might say.
No, you're absolutely right, Johnny, and it's been a bit of a slow start for Stanley here in the cold weather, but you do remember the tail end of last year. He played his best baseball in the warmer months towards the close of the 2023 season, so Stanley, still feel like the best baseball for him is ahead of him here in 2024. He's played an outstanding defensive outfield at any of the 3 positions he's been placed at so far this year. Just a matter of finding a way to have everything click at the plate. You know, it's just a matter of time for number five in white.
So that brings us to this afternoon's pitching matchup. Again, matinees the next 2 days, 2 o'clock today, 2 o'clock tomorrow. And as far as this afternoon's probables for Brooklyn, it'll be the two-way guy, the right-hander Nolan McLain, making his fifth start of the season. McLain, who has done nothing but impress during his short time with the Cyclones since this 2024 season has gotten underway. He's got a sub-4 ERA. Last time out against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, held them to just one hit over three innings of work. And McLain, who has really been one of the bigger offensive contributors of the season up until this point for Brooklyn, will try to continue his strong start on the mound. He will oppose for Aberdeen a right-hander by the name of Jackson Baumeister, a former Florida State Seminole and currently ranked as the 18th best prospect in the Baltimore Orioles farm system, according to Baseball America. Baumeister was supposed to go earlier in this series. He was a late scratch. He gets penciled in for this Saturday day game where he will oppose Nolan McLain. All right, game 5 of 6. These two teams have split the first 4 so far. Time to find out what the final third of this series between Mets and Orioles High A affiliates has in store. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will hear for some very special guests. We've got a Day at Shea Day book signing going on here at the ballpark, and you will hear from the authors about their inspiration for the story when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, Cyclone fans, welcome out to my Monterey's Park and welcome back as well on the Cyclones Radio Network. Justin Rock joined alongside the authors of A Day at Shea, Eddie and Christina Sledge from Sledge House Media. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here today. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're so glad to have you here on the Radio Network, and we're so glad to have you out at the ballpark on Saturday as part of our festivities celebrating your book, A Day at Shea. But first and foremost, what can you tell us about your book, A Day at Shea? I know it's been doing great on the bookshelves. I know we're really excited to celebrate it at the ballpark on Saturday. Where did the idea come from, and how did this come to life?
Well, actually, I got the idea from hearing my husband's story, his true story. Eddie went to Shea Stadium when he was 9 years old to see the Mets play in Shea Stadium, and he gathered, you know, bottles to cash in them so that he could get on the subway to go from Brooklyn to Queens. And he used a Frosted Flakes cereal box ticket, which was free, so that he could get a ticket and go to the game. And it was on like this little mini adventure. So we thought it would be a good children's book.
And the thing about it was, I spent the night at my friend's house, and he had a cereal box, and he had the coupon in the back, but he doesn't like baseball. I was the only one that I knew in my neighborhood like baseball. And I asked him for, can I have it? And he said, yeah. So when I took it, it was like a gold mine to me, you know? So, cause I always want to see Dallas Story in the Mets, 86 Mets. So, it was a train station at the corner on our block. So I asked the operator, you know, the tip booth, how much would it cost to get there and back? Because the coupon came with a free soda and a free drink. So I knew I was good with food. So once I did that, I cast them. And then one Sunday, went out there and came back. But 3 years later, we wrote, 3 years from now, we wrote our first memoir. And I put that part in the book. And she read it, and she was like, I didn't know you did this. I was like, yeah, I just went to a game, and she wanted to take it from there. I just followed. I just went to a game. That's all. I was happy to go to the game.
Yeah. How fun was it being able to turn that story into a children's book and seeing all the success that it's had over the course of the period of time that it's been out?
Oh, I think it's been amazing. I mean, for both of us just to have this idea and then turn it into a book and then, you know, folks get to read it, especially children get to see Chris, the character's story. It's been pretty surreal and awesome to share the story with lots of people and children especially.
Yeah, it's still crazy when we look at it, and I look at it, I'm like, wow, I did this stuff and made a character a girl, because we have daughters, so they like baseball and they like sports, and you know, just to pay homage to my wife, because this is her idea. I just did it, you know. So it's her idea, so to pay homage to her, and you know, her, it's just still surreal.
Did you ever think when you were a kid, Eddie, when you were making that trip to Shea Stadium back in the day, not quite Citi Field then, but did you ever think that that would turn up into a children's book and be something that you'd be able to share not only the story with your daughters, but share that story with so many people across the country?
No. I would just, the time I was playing baseball by myself with a paper ball, made of paper, notebook paper. And my father used to get mad at me because, you know, it's notebook paper for school. And I used my hand as a baseball bat, just hit around the house, put the pillows on the floor, ran the bases, just my imagination. And I never thought that, you know, this would ever come like this. I was just playing by myself. So, yeah.
Hey, that's the beauty of doing things like that as a kid, you know. Your dad was probably giving you grief for using notebook paper as a baseball, but that turned into a pretty darn successful career writing books and sharing that story with kids throughout across the country. And as for me, hey, I was calling video games in my basement. Now I'm broadcasting baseball games. So you never know what you're doing as a kid that can turn into a professional career. But not only do you guys have the book in terms of the written side of things, you also have A Day at Shea coloring book. Where did the idea come from to also turn it into a coloring book and make it even more of an interactive thing for your readers?
Oh, wow. I actually had the idea because as a child, I love to color, and I have 12 nieces and nephews. So I love coloring with them. You know, I just thought it was a great experience for parents and children alike to be able to color the pages and bring the character Chris's story to life on their own. So I thought it'd be really cool to just also for representation, just to allow children of color, especially, to be able to see themselves in these pages. And, you know, now they can kind of color that. So I thought it would be really cool to have that more as a like activity and a bonding experience for parents and their kids.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
All right, baseball fans, it's time for another matinee here on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock. Nolan McLean, the two-way star, getting ready to make his first start of the week as the Cyclones and Ironbirds get ready for Game 5 of this six-game series. Take a look at Brooklyn defensively behind McLean today. Left to right in the outfield, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Stanley Consuegra, Omar De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Wilfredo Lara, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, and Ryan Clifford, with Christian Preachant behind the plate doing the catching. For Nolan, 6'4", 214 pounds, 22 years old from Willow Springs, North Carolina, making his fifth start of the season. 1-1 record, a 3.86 ERA, has allowed just eight hits in 14 innings, six walks, 14 strikeouts on the year for Nolan. First outing for him since last Sunday against Wilmington was his first career start on 4 days rest. So limited to just 3 innings and 37 pitches. But Johnny, last week, McLean, 8 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 8 strikeouts. That'll play.
He's been sharp, and it continues a theme that has been just really, really solid starting pitching from this Brooklyn team over the course of the past couple of weeks. You think about the 1-2 punch with Brandon Sproat yesterday. Now McLean trying to follow suit here on this Saturday.
So Tavian Josenberger will lead things off for Aberdeen. Josenberger 0-4 yesterday with a couple of strikeouts, 3-17 in the series. Comes into play, hitting 194 on the year, a homer, 10 RBIs. McLean ready. Our first pitch of the afternoon is a fastball low at 95. Not sure where that missed. Well, the count, 1-1, no strikes. The 1-0. And Josenberger again takes low. Another 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-0. Hasn't been missing by much on these first two pitches. The 2-0 popped in the air. Third base side. This one ticketed towards the seats. And the count 2-1. We mentioned McLean, the 3 shutout innings his last time out. And the first victory on the mound of the season last Tuesday, the 2-1. This slapped the opposite way and threw into left field for a base hit. Jeffrey De Los Santos fires in, so Tavian Josenberger a leadoff single. And Aberdeen with one on and nobody out.
He got a pitch middle-middle and made the most of it. Josenberger, a nice job going the other way. Dunked it in for the first hit of the ballgame.
So now it's Elio Prado. Righty against righty. The first pitch from McLean is a breaking ball outside. And the count 0-1. Prado 0-2 yesterday. Did walk a couple of times. Has reached in 5 straight games. The 1-0 inside with a fastball. And McLean falls behind. 2-0. Prado hitting at 205 on the year. No homers. 12 batted in. Throwback to first. And Josenberger just barely back in time. Good move by McLean, but unable to get the speedy Josenberger. Came into play today, tied for second in the league with 15 stolen bags. McLean sets by his ears. Now the 2-0, and this a looper back up the middle, could be two. Fielded on second by Tillian on a first double play. Well, that's one way to work around a leadoff single. Nolan McLean inducing the 4-3 at twin killing, and that already the fourth double play induced by Nolan this year. So bases empty, 2 out now for Matthew Etzel, who had a 5-game multi-hit streak going into the game on Thursday as he takes outside for ball one, but has since been held hitless the last 2 nights, was 0-2, did walk twice and steal a couple of bags yesterday. McLean offers way inside at 85, and he falls behind, 2-0. Etzel hitting at 329, 2 homers, 13 runs batted in. 7-game on-base streak entering play on Saturday, 2-0. And Etzel breaks his bat on the ground ball to second. Tillian stays down, and McLean faces the minimum in the first. No runs, 1 hit. Nobody left on the double play at the end of a half an inning. It's Aberdeen nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen are scoreless. Jackson Baumeister on the mound for Aberdeen here tonight. Baumeister was supposed to start the game earlier in the week. I believe I want to say that was Wednesday. Was supposed to start that ball game, but was a late scratch. Carter Baumler started instead, but Baumeister healthy enough to go this afternoon, and so he will take the ball. Baumeister, 6'4", 224 pounds, 21 years old, from Jacksonville, Florida. Jeffrey De Los Santos will lead things off here in the bottom of the first inning, and he attacks the first pitch, loops it into left center field. Coming on to his left is Hodo, and he'll make the catch. One pitch, one out in the home first. Baumeister, though, making his fifth start, no record, a 1.93 ERA. Nine hits in 14 innings, but has walked 10 and struck out 18. So now it's Wilfredo Lara, who batted in the leadoff spot the other day. And the righty comes home. And the breaking ball outside, it's 1-0. Lara, 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored yesterday. 10 for 51 on the year, no homers in RBI. Baumeister working from the third base side, the 1-0. And that fastball outside at 92. And it's two balls and no strikes. Baumeister, first start since April the 25th against Jersey Shore. 4 2/3 shutout innings. Two hits, two walks, struck out four. The 2-0. And Lara rolls it on the ground at third. Stays fair by a hair in front of the bag. And Vasquez fields and makes the toss to first for the second out. So two quickly retired. And now Ryan Clifford. Clifford 0 for 2 yesterday as well. Drew a couple of walks. Has reached in eight straight games. League best 25 walks. Third in the league in on-base percentage at .427. Hitting at .224, one homer, six RBIs. And Baumeister's fastball at 93 over. And it's 0-1. Our umpiring crew here today, behind the plate calling balls and strikes, it is Connor Kroll and Jamal Allen on the bases. The 0-1. And Clifford fouls it off the end of the bat. And the count jumps to 0-2. Defensively behind Baumeister this afternoon, left to right in the outfield, Douglas Hodo, Elio Prado, Matthew Etzel. Third to first around the infield, Jalen Vasquez, Carter Young, Xavier Josenberger, Creed Willems, with Randy Florentino behind the plate. Breaking ball stroked on the ground a second to his right. Josenberger makes the play. And Jackson Baumeister showing no signs of rust. A 1-2-3. Bottom of the first inning, needed just seven pitches. Through one, no score on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Well, great to see not only Christina and Eddie Sledge on the field being recognized, the authors of the book, A Day at Shea. Here on A Day at Shea Day on Coney Island, they're autographing their books on the concourse, but Eddie, a U.S. military veteran, and he was just recognized as our veteran of the game. So double honors for Eddie Sledge here today, and we thank him for his service to our country. And always great to honor a veteran who's a diehard Mets fan and a Brooklynite here at Maimonides Park. Been so great to watch their family enjoy all the festivities here today. Creed Willems will lead off for Aberdeen in the second. Heart of the lineup due up against McLean. And his first pitch looked like a change low. And the count 1-0. Willems, the South Atlantic League Player of the Month for April. Hits one well down the left field line, but a foul ball. And the count is a ball and a strike. Willems hitting at 293. Six homers, 21 RBIs. Six homers tied for the league best. 21 RBIs is the best in the circuit. The 1-1. And a slider fouled off the hands. Ricocheting off a couple of empty seats on the Optimum rooftop. Won't be the case for the Boozy Brunch tomorrow. Well, McLean ahead 1-2. The righty curls and fires. And the fastball up and away at 96. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Willems had a seven-game hitting streak snapped last night, but has reached in 12 straight. The 2-2. Backdoor slider, strike three called. There's the first strikeout this afternoon for Nolan McLean. And there's one away in the top of the second inning. And that K brought to you by our friends at BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Carter Young getting the start at shortstop tonight. And another backdoor breaker over. Might have been the short slider slash cutter there from McLean. And it's no balls and a strike. Young 0-2, walked a couple times. Was stranded at second base in the ninth inning. As he takes outside, it's 1-1. Young 8-for-71 at the plate. No home runs, 7 RBIs. This is an interesting matchup. As the 1-1 high, it's 2-1. Because Nolan McLean and Carter Young were part of the Orioles draft class in 2022. The Orioles did not sign McLean, who was their third round pick. The 2-1, and Young in the air to left. Racing towards the line, Jeffrey De Los Santos on the move. Won't get there, lands foul and out of play. And it's two balls and two strikes, but McLean saying the Orioles didn't like something in a post-draft MRI. Couldn't find a way to come to an agreement on a contract, so he went back to Oklahoma State. And obviously, the Mets took him in the third round last year, but Carter Young was drafted in the 17th round in 2022. Guy was highly regarded coming out of high school in Washington State. And because the Orioles did not sign Nolan McLean, they had the money to sign Carter Young in the 17th round. As that fastball outside, it's 3-2. Gave Young an early round draft bonus, signed for just over $1.25 million. The payoff, outside ball 4, and Young wins this battle as he works a one-out walk in the second inning. So one on and one out in the second. And Jalen Vasquez, the batter, that the second walk, rather, the first walk allowed by McLean today. Brooklyn issued a season-high 8 last night, yet still came away with the one-hit shutout. As a throwback to first, and Young dives in safely.
Yeah, McLean coming into play today. 6 walks in 14 innings.
Long black sleeves at either end of that white jersey top for Nolan. Now the first pitch to Vasquez. And a fastball finds the outer half at 94. It's 0-1. One on, one out, no score, top of the second inning. Vasquez had off last night. First day off this week, hitting at 288, a homer, 8 runs driven in. The kick, the 0-1. And this in the dirt. And it's even, a ball and a strike. Vasquez 0-for-3 in the contest on Thursday. Did walk a couple of times, has reached in 6 straight since the 26th of April. McLean comes set, that front foot A little bit more towards first in the back. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw down by Pregent, tag by Lugo, and Young is gone for the second out. Oh, what a great throw by Christian Pregent, an excellent tag by William Lugo. 2-6 on the caught stealing, two down.
And it certainly helps when it's a 94-mile-an-hour heater. That sped up the process for Pregent, who caught it, fired it down, and right on the money.
2-1, and a filthy sweeper takes a hearty left-hand turn towards the middle of the plate. And the count even, two balls and two strikes. Working quickly, the 2-2. Check swing. No appeal. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Douglas Hodo, the third, who had the only hit for Aberdeen last night, is on deck. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called. Another filthy sweeper from Nolan McLean. And he strikes out a pair while facing the minimum in the second. No runs, no hits because of the caught stealing. Nobody left at the end of one and a half, still scoreless. On Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Stanley Consuegra, William Lugo, Drake Osborne, the three due up in the inning. And Johnny, you pointed out something to me right after we went to break in the top of the inning.
Yeah, that last sweeper from Nolan McLean, the RPM's nearly 3,000.
Good luck, and that's why he froze. Vasquez looking to end the inning. Stanley Consuegra takes a called strike, much to the chagrin of the Coney Island crowd. Looked like a strike from here, though. The 0-1, and Consuegra tied up inside. It's no balls and two strikes. Stanley, an RBI double in the first inning yesterday, hitting at 210, a homer, 10 runs driven in. Asks for time, and it's granted by Kroll. Aberdeen wearing the powder blues again today. Guess they wear the powder blue pants for night games and the gray pants for day games. It's the only theory that I've come up with this week is the 0-2 up and away. A ball and two strikes because they wore the gray pants for the day game on Thursday. And then Wednesday and last night Friday they wore the powder blue pants. Kind of like the powder blue pants more. The 1-2 outside looked like Baumeister maybe lost his footing on the follow through there. Exaggerated towards the first base side. It's two balls and two strikes. Baumeister, the Orioles' number 12 prospect by Baseball America, number 18 by MLB.com. The 2-2. Breaking ball outside. In the dirt, it's three balls and two strikes. Baumeister, competitive balance round B selection by the Orioles. So basically the second round, if you didn't want to get into all the technical jargon. 63rd overall pick last year out of Florida State. Vasquez hugs the bag at third as Consuegra takes high and tight ball four. And Consuegra is the first Cyclone to reach base here on this Saturday afternoon. That's been the one issue for Baumeister this year. 10 walks and 14 innings coming into play today. A walk rate of just above 15.5%. League average down closer to 11.5%. So now William Lugo. And the righty offers. Breaking ball inside corner for a strike. Good arc on the curveball. It's 0-1. Lugo 0-for-3 last night with a strikeout. Just 3-for-27 in this homestand and 5-for-his-last 58 coming into play here this weekend. 8-for-68 on the year with 6 runs batted in. Baumeister comes set the 0-1, and Lugo in the air center field. Looked like he just missed barreling it up, more towards the hands. And sliding to his left in center is Prado for the catch. And Consuegra stays put at first with one out for Drake Osborne. Osborne a couple more base hits last night, 2-for-3. Hitting at 381, a homer, 4 RBIs among South Atlantic League players with at least 50 trips to the plate this year. Osborne leads the league in batting average, on base percentage, and OPS. He's also 5th in slugging. And the first pitch to Drake is high for 1. Our first Let's Go Cyclones chant of the afternoon. Stanley leads off first, the 1-0, and the curveball misses downstairs. Good pitch. And it's 2 balls, no strikes. Dimensions here on Coney Island, 315 down the line in left, 325 to the pole in right, and a New York City long 412 to dead center. The 2-0. On the outside corner, a strike, it's 2-1. Didn't look like Drake agreed based on that body language. Well, yeah, 412 to center, further than Yankee Stadium and Citi Field. And considering it's a day at Shea Day, it's further than the Shea Stadium center field marker, too. Runner goes, a 2-1 high. Throw down by Retzbach, a tad bit offline, and Stanley gets underneath the tag of Josenberger, safe the call. So Consuegra comes up with a stolen bag. That already his third of the year. Had 6 in 93 games last year. And it's now 3-1 on Osborne. Stanley, not that he was in bad shape last year. He seems like he's just even in even better shape than he was a year ago. Has fouled out a play to the right. It's 3-2.
Wouldn't be stunned, Justin, if, sorry to cut you off there, you know, you talk about Alex Ramirez doing a similar thing at AA Binghamton, just from an organizational standpoint, the Mets trying to get their outfielders to be a little more aggressive on the base pads, not be afraid to try to swipe one if you think you have it.
The body frame looks exactly the same, but he just seems so much quicker in all of his first steps, whether it's on the bases, in the field.
Right.
Just head to toe, it feels like Stanley has taken his athleticism to another level. A 3-2. At the knee, strike 3 called, and Osborne knew it. Snapdragon there from Baumeister froze him. And Osborne down on strikes for the second out. And for Baumeister, that is first strikeout of the afternoon. Brings up Junior Tillian. Did not play yesterday, 1-for-4 on Thursday. He's picked up a base hit in all 6 games he's played during the homestand. 6-for-21 with a couple RBIs. And time called right before the pitch, and it's a pitch clock violation on Baumeister. And so Tillian ahead, 1 ball and no strikes. Before a pitch is even officially thrown. The righty offers. And Tillian takes outside. It's 2-0. Junior hitting a .197. 13-for-66. No home runs. 4 runs batted in. Just 21 years old out of the Dominican. Won't turn 22 until the day after the regular season comes to a close. The 2-0. And Tillian swings away. They have chased 3, but fouls it off the handle. It's 2 balls and a strike. Gray skies overhead here on this Saturday on Coney Island. Not a whole lot of wind to speak of, but right now 54 degrees on Coney Island according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 57. The 2-1. Antillian, another pitch up and in, fouls it off. Two balls and two strikes. 11-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the east-southeast. American flag out in center right now, in and a bit towards the first base dugout. Christian Pregent waits on deck. And it's second, two out, two and two the count. Runner goes, breaking ball outside, throw down by Retzbach. The tag in time to get him, inning over. Wonder if Stanley trying to force the issue there at third base, maybe trying to elicit a wild throw down to allow Kinsweger to score on a potential error. But a good throw by Randy Florentino, and the inning is over. So for Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, nobody left on the caught stealing at the end of two. Scoreless on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the top of the third inning here on Coney Island. Remember, today's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. And as we go to the top of the third inning to take over the play-by-play, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, thanks so much. Nolan McLean's first toss of inning number three is a changeup for a strike to Douglas Hodo, and it's nothing and one. No score, the 0-1 cut on and missed, and very quickly, McLean ahead, nothing and two. Only one hit in this ball game through two innings so far. Came off the first batter of the game, Tavian Josenberger. 0-2. Misses in the dirt, and it is one ball and two strikes to a righty swinging Douglas Hodo. So yesterday, a game that we only saw six combined hits. Two innings later, we've only got one here today. 1-2 in there. Strike three call. Right back to the breaker for McLean. He's got his third strikeout today. And there's one away, bases empty here, top three. All three of McLean's strikeouts up until this point have been looking, keeping these hitters on their toes. Now he gets Randy Florentino for the first time today. First pitch, Florentino takes a fastball, 95 on the gun from the right-hander, on the outer black for strike one. Florentino 0-for-1 in a pinch hit appearance yesterday, 0-1. Breaking ball for a strike, another back door slider, and it is 0-2. So we'll see if McLean wastes one or attacks. 0-2. Misses a little bit outside, one ball, two strikes. Nolan really making it a point to work rather quickly today. He gets that baseball back from Christian Pregent, and he toes the slab ready to go. Randy Florentino, though, recognizes that and asks for time. Trying to disrupt that rhythm. McLean from the full line. 1-2. Poked down the third baseline into foul ground, and it lands just off the netting behind the Aberdeen dugout on the third base side. So we'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. McLean, a very nice start in a pitching capacity to his 2024 season. 1-2. Strike three. He got him looking again. Four strikeouts, three consecutive, all of which looking for Nolan McLean so far today, and there's two away.
And that's how you know you're doing something right, when you're fooling hitters at that kind of level where they're not even able to pull the trigger. Says a lot of what kind of pitches you have in your arsenal.
Spin rate on that ball nearly 3,200 RPMs. First pitch fastball up and into Retzbach for ball one.
It's like a wiffle ball he's throwing.
Which, when you can complement with 95-96 four-seamer, tough combination. 1-0 is flared foul out into the parking lot. It's 1-1. We were having a similar conversation yesterday, Justin, with Brandon Sproat's game. Mentioned off the top of the show today, McLean and Sproat, a very nice 1-2 punch for the Clones to have atop their rotation. 1-1. Hit foul backward out of play. Of course, you throw Jonah Tong into that conversation as well, recently joining High A Brooklyn from Single A St. Lucie, and that figures to be a three-headed monster, if you will, that could really wreak a lot of havoc across the South Atlantic League over the course of the summer. The 1-2 fouled back, and it will remain a ball and two strikes. So Retzbach, the last Aberdeen Ironbird to come to bat here today. No score, top three.
And that doesn't even include Douglas Orellana, who has a 1.02 ERA.
1-2. Wave and a miss. He got him. A foul tip held. Four straight strikeouts for Nolan McLean. He strikes out the side in the top of the third to keep us scoreless. Let's go to the home half on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Well, a lot would need to happen for the Cyclones if you're going to hear Stanley Consuegra come to bat in this inning. He's due up seventh as things stand right now. We go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park. No score here from Coney Island. Brooklyn sends the bottom third up to bat here in the third. Tillian Pregent, De Los Santos. Cyclones still in search of their first hit today. First toss from Jackson Baumeister is a breaking ball that misses inside at the knees for ball one. Baumeister has faced the minimum up until this point. 1-2-3 first before a caught stealing on a walk in the second. 1-0 to Tillian, fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. Baumeister out of the ACC, a former Florida State Seminole, prepares himself to deal a 1-1. Tillian takes inside, and it's 2-1. Number 18 prospect, according to Baseball America, in the Orioles farm system. Baumeister taking his time. Into the wine, 2-1. Tillian chops it backward, foul, and it is 2-2. Numbers for Baumeister at FSU a season ago, not spectacular. ERA up over 5 across 69 innings of work. An even 500 record of 5 wins and 5 losses across his 15 games. 2-2 on Tillian. No score here, bottom three. Pitch, Tillian hits it back up the middle. A slow chopper that gets all the way through. Neither the shortstop Young nor the second baseman Josenberger could get there in time. Brooklyn's got their first hit of the ball game, and the leadoff man on here in the bottom of the third. And how about Junior Tillian pushing that hit streak now to 7 games?
Yeah, nice little worm burner back up the middle, 104 miles an hour off the bat. And Brooklyn, their first base hit of the afternoon.
Took a couple of bounces, so thought maybe that would slow it down enough on the turf for one of the middle infielders to get there, but no chance. First pitch to Pregent is hit to shallow center. Prado in. It's the right fielder cutting him off. Etzel, a couple steps in front of him to make the catch for out number one. So a nice response by Baumeister after allowing the leadoff single to Tillian. Gets Pregent to fly out. So one on, one gone. Now Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos just 3 for his last 14, but one of those 3 hits was a long ball. Baumeister from the stretch. Starts Omar out with a breaking ball with some good 11-5 bite. And it's 0-1. After Omar De Los Santos, we go back to the top for Jeffrey De Los Santos, who stands on deck. Simple stance for Omar in that righty batter's box. Cuts and misses at an 0-1 offering. Back-to-back breaking balls that time from the right-hander Baumeister. And he's ahead on De Los Santos, 0-2. Omar yesterday, 0-for-3, did strike out twice as well. Trying to avoid a similar fate here in the bottom of the third. 0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. De Los Santos fouls it away off the hands. And it remains nothing and two. Tillian off of first. Aberdeen first baseman Creed Willems holding him on. Junior just in front of the cutout, about 3 strides or so off the first base back. 0-2 the count on De Los Santos. Here it comes. And Omar takes in the lefty batter's box for ball one. Overcast skies on hand here on this Saturday afternoon. And a 1-2 pitch upcoming. First, a check over on the runner. Willems had to retreat off the first base bag in order to make sure that ball didn't go into foul ground. Could have very easily been an E1 there. Instead, Tillian stays put at first. Ball back in Baumeister's hands. And now the 1-2. De Los Santos swings and misses at a breaking ball for strike three. Just pulled his head out over the soft stuff that was probably below the zone. But De Los Santos retired. Second punch out of the afternoon for Baumeister. And there's two away for Jeffrey De Los Santos. So a very nice response from the Aberdeen right-hander after allowing Tillian to reach to start the frame. No score, bottom three. Runner on first, two gone. First pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos. Misses downstairs, and it's 1-0. De Los Santos flew out to left on the first pitch he saw his first time up today. Aggressive approach after he had an RBI yesterday. Lefty batter waiting for a 1-0 delivery. The righty deals, and De Los Santos takes up and away. 2 balls, no strikes. So Brooklyn and Aberdeen have sort of been jockeying for positioning in the standings really all series. Very close in the record department. They enter play today with the same exact record. 13 wins to 12 losses. 2-0. Fouled away. And it is 2-1. But yeah, these two squads have split the first 4 games. 2 wins, 2 losses apiece. That has made for a lot of scenarios in the standings where somebody goes up a game only to fall back into an even tie and so on. You get the point. 2-1. De Los Santos takes a called strike on the outside corner. Not sure Jeffrey agreed with it. Looked back into the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side to try to get some guys to be on the same page with him. The result the same, though. It is 2-2. 2 gone, a runner on first. Infield a bit swung to the right. 2-2. De Los Santos swings and misses. Down on strikes for strike three. So 2 punch outs in the frame for Jackson Baumeister. We have played 3 from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn can't do anything with a leadoff single. At the end of 3, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Oh, five of the last six batters that Brooklyn starting pitcher Nolan McLain has faced, he has struck out. We'll see what he can do here. Top four, no score. First pitch, breaking ball that misses a little bit high, says the home plate umpire Connor Kroll. And it's 1-0. We go back to the top. Josenberger, Prado, and Etzel for Aberdeen. 1-0 is a breaking ball for a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. To the switch hitter, Tavian Josenberger, batting from the left side against the righty arm McLain. 1-1 gives him a good fastball with some late life that time. And it is 1-2. Tavian has the only Aberdeen hit of the day up until this point. Led off this game with a single. 1-2. Josenberger takes strike three called. Another breaking ball at the knees. And Nolan McLain has struck out five straight. Sixth strikeout on the afternoon for the two-way player. And now he gets Elio Prado. Bases empty. And one gone. Pitch. Prado takes inside. It's 1-0.
And those six strikeouts now match a career high for Nolan. Did that last Tuesday against Wilmington.
Five of the six have been looking. 1-0. Tipped back foul, and it is 1-1. Well, Nolan's certainly someone who is loose. His confidence is really overall aura, even just walking around the clubhouse. 1-1. Misses inside 2-1, as you said a couple days ago, Justin. I think the way you put it was he's just having fun out there. And that is exactly what he is doing so far, mowing down these Ironbird bats. 2-1, wave and a miss. Good action on the sweeper, and it's 2-2.
And just the amount of off-balance swings we've seen so far today created by those breaking balls of McLain. So impressive.
Here comes a 2-2 on the way. Popped up down the right field line. Clifford and the right fielder Omar De Los Santos just having a look. Seeing that ball all the way out to the fifth row. And now another 2-2 delivery upcoming to the righty batter Elio Prado. Prado one of just three true righties in this Aberdeen starting lineup today. They've got four true lefties and two switch hitters. 2-2. Lined over the head of the shortstop Lugo for a base hit. So Prado reaches on the single. Second hit of the day for Aberdeen. They have a one-out base runner in this scoreless tie here, top four.
And that breaks up the stretch of five consecutive strikeouts for McLain. The second hit of the day for Aberdeen.
Prado had to go low to get that ball, too. And muscled it out into left center field for a base hit. Now Matthew Etzel, third baseman Lara, in on the grass. First pitch, chopper to second. Tillian in, goes to second to get the lead runner, and Lugo eats it. So nice job by the Brooklyn infield to get the lead runner.
as Edsel occupies first base on the fielder's choice. And two away, runner on first. Also a nice play by Lugo not to try to force that. Probably would not have gotten Edsel, who was hightailing it down the line. Pickoff attempt to check on Edsel, and he got him. Well, Nolan McLean has struck out six. He punched five in a row, and he just put a bow on the top of the fourth with a nifty pickoff move to first to retire the side. Let's go to the home half. No score from Maimonides Park.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea in a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Let's go to the bottom of the fourth. No score from Maimonides Park. 2-3-4 due up for the Cyclones. It's Brooklyn and Aberdeen here on this Saturday afternoon. Game 5 of this 6-game series and game 11 of a 12-game homestand. First toss to Lara, hit sharply on the ground. Ballmeister, the pitcher, vacuums it out of thin air and underhand tosses to first in time. That was a rope off the bat of Wilfredo Lara. But Jackson Ballmeister, unfazed, made the play look rather routine for out number one. Now Ryan Clifford up to bat. Bases empty, one away. Clifford grounded out to second his first time up. Infield shifted right against the big lefty batter in Clifford. Ballmeister works from the full wind. His first pitch starts him out with a curve that misses outside. It's 1-0. Happy May the 4th. May the 4th be with you today. Hope you join us on Saturday, August 24th for Star Wars Night here at the ballpark. 1-0 to Cliff. Misses down and away. And it's 2-0. All sorts of fun stuff going on that night. Jet Williams bobblehead for the first 1,500 fans. Ticket packages that guarantee that bobblehead. Also, a reversible bucket cap for you as well. 2-0. Misses up and in, and it is 3-0 to Ryan Clifford. But you can start to get the sense, even though it might not feel like it today, the summertime right around the corner. Hope you'll come out and join us at some point. 3-0. Clifford takes up and away, and it is ball four. So Ryan Clifford draws another base on balls, make it number 25, South Atlantic League leading number 25. Nobody else has more than 21. That's Kevin Mate on the Wilmington Blue Rocks, who the Cyclones saw last week. So Cliff continues to remain a patient eye in that lefty batter's box. And it is rewarded now. One out base runner here for the Cyclones and Stanley Consuegra. First pitch breaking ball. Stanley bent out of the way of it, but it was a called strike by the home plate umpire Connor Kroll. Stanley has not been given the benefit of a wide strike zone over the course of the past couple of nights. If you tuned in last night, you know that firsthand. 0-1, a very similar pitch, but a different call this time. A little low that time, so 1-1. Brooklyn hitting coach Eduardo Nunez was tossed from the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side after Consuegra was rung up on a backwards K. 1-1, Baumeister. Consuegra puts it on the ground, a third, on to second for one, over to first, and it's a double play. Another hardly struck baseball off the bat of Stanley Consuegra, but a result of an inning-ending double play. So for Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, nobody left on the double play after the walk. At the end of four, we're scoreless on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Well, Muster just did his best secretariat impression in the hot dog race as Nolan McClain deals ball one in the fifth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. The 1-0 outside, it's two balls and no strikes, and fitting that Muster doing its best secretariat impression, because today is the first of the Triple Crown. Kentucky Derby later on this afternoon. As Creed Willems takes outside, it's three balls and no strikes. Willems, Young, Vasquez. 4-5 and 6 due up for Aberdeen in the fifth inning. The 3-0 from Nolan. And Willems gets the green light and fouls it back. And it's 3-1. Willems struck out looking his first time up. He's 0 for 1 today. The righty kicks the 3-1, and Willems in the air to left. Back goes De Los Santos to the warning track in front of the fence, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Willems gave it a ride, hit it 336 feet according to the analytic data out to left, but just short enough to keep it in the ballpark. And Jeffrey, a nice running grab for the first out. So one down for Carter Young, who walked in his only plate appearance today. And he fouls the first pitch off the hands. And the count, no balls and a strike. Busy day in the Mets organization. Christian Scott going to make his major league debut tonight for the Mets, the 0-1. Outside corner, a strike, it's 0-2. Will be the first member of last year's Cyclones team to make it to the major leagues, the 99th in franchise history. The 0-2 outside, a ball and two strikes now. But Scott will get the ball tonight against Zach Littell, 7-15 start at the Trop. The 1-2 just off the outside. Black with the changeup. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Scott, six starts with Brooklyn last year, made six appearances, five starts with Brooklyn in 2022. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the back foot, breaking ball. A career-high seven strikeouts today for Nolan McClain, and there are two out in the top of the fifth inning. That breaking ball has been dastardly so far today, and Nolan been economical as well, just 62 pitches so far. Brings up Jalen Vasquez, struck out looking in his first at-bat. And he takes outside for ball one. But Scott, someone who may be a fringe top 30 prospect when he was with Brooklyn last year. There's a strike. It's 1-1. But Scott had a great six-start stretch with Brooklyn and then blew everyone away at Double-A Binghamton. The 1-1 just outside. It's two balls and a strike. Was the Mets minor league pitcher of the year last year. Was honored in September at Citi Field alongside Jet Williams, who was the minor league player of the year. The 2-1. Backdoor slider in the count 2-2. And Scott entered this season as the Mets' top pitching prospect and did nothing but record the second-best strikeout rate at the AAA level. Only Paul Skeens of AAA Indianapolis did better. The 2-2, and Vasquez pulls it deep down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. That one will one-hop off the fence. Omar De Los Santos quickly chucks it in, but Jalen Vasquez will stop at second with a two-out double. So that just the third hit of the game for Aberdeen tonight. The fourth double of the year for Vasquez. And the Ironbirds with a runner in scoring position. And two out. Brings up Douglas Hodo the third as McLean steps off and looks the runner back. And now Pregent will jog out to the mound to have a discussion. Some movement along the right field line for Brooklyn. Believe that's Victor Castaneda, who has started to get up down the line. This will be McLean's 68th pitch. And the cutter on the inside corner. And he jumps ahead of Hodo 0-1. McLean, 66 pitches in his last full start. That against Wilmington last Tuesday. So he surpassed that tonight as Hodo dribbles it foul in front of the plate. And McLean in front 0-2. Yeah, those 66 pitches on April the 23rd. The most McLean has thrown in an outing so far in his professional career. That, of course, until today. This will be number 70, the 0-2. And a foul tip on the breaking ball. And Hodo stays alive. Struck out looking in his only at-bat today, the former Texas Longhorn. An old Big 12 matchup, Oklahoma State against Texas. Of course, now Texas will move to the SEC next school year, the 0-2. And another strikeout. Sweeper down and away, a career-best 8 punch-outs this afternoon for Nolan McLean over 5 shutout innings. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. No score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Well, Jeffrey Colón was outstanding last night, picked up the hold in Brooklyn's 2-0 win. Still have had no scoring here this afternoon. Brooklyn pitching has shut out Aberdeen for 14 consecutive innings, dating back to the start of yesterday's ball game as William Lugo takes outside in the count 1-0. Lugo, Osborne, Tillian, 5-6-7 due up for Brooklyn in the fifth. Now the 1-0 and a breaking ball foul tip into the glove of Retzbach. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. The wind, the 1-1. And Lugo takes outside, did not go on appeal. I just want to say the second or third time we've seen Ballmeister maybe lose his footing a little bit on that follow-through. Long-limbed righty out of Jacksonville, Florida, the 2-1. Snapdragon up and in. And it's three balls and a strike. 3 o'clock here in the East. Alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. Aberdeen and Brooklyn scoreless in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-1 to Lugo. At the knees with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's full 3-2. Well, the Mets just made it official. Christian Scott had his contract selected from AAA Syracuse. Will wear number 45 tonight for his Major League debut. The payoff pitch in the air right field. In a foul ground, Willems towards the netting. It barrels into it and can't make the play before spinning back down onto the warning track, and thankfully Willems seems to be okay. A scary play there down by the net. But thankfully Willems all right, and just a foul ball, and it remains 3-2 on Lugo. But not only was Christian Scott called up because of the long bullpen game yesterday, Cole Sulzer was recalled from AAA Syracuse as well, made a brief appearance with the Mets earlier this season. I want to say Sulzer was involved in one of the trades that involved one of these Aberdeen players. This pulled foul. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. I want to say that I brought that up during one of the games this week. I want to say it was Yaki Rivera. Yeah, it was Yaki Rivera who was in that trade that sent Cole Sulzer from Baltimore to Miami. And now Sulzer on the Mets. The payoff pitch. Low ball 4. And Lugo works a leadoff walk. Now Lugo, despite the batting average not being where he would like, has remained very patient at the plate. That is 19th walk of the year. Entered play today tied for 3rd in the league. So one on and one out. Rather, one on, nobody out for Drake Osborne. Struck out looking in his only at-bat today. Righty with an open stance. And Ballmeister misses outside in the count 1-0. But the Mets sending Daniel Nunez and Danny Young to AAA Syracuse after the game last night. Scott and Sulzer will take their place on the active roster. There's a fastball for a strike. And the count evens at 1. Osborne, former selection by the Mets out of Louisiana Lafayette. The 1-1. Fastball strike at 90. And the count quickly moves to 1-2. Gray skies up above on this chilly Saturday afternoon. Lugo leads off first, and now Ballmeister steps off. The Mets and Christian Scott will be on 7:15 tonight. Pretty much every team in the minor league chain has played already, though. The 1-2 in the dirt, down and away. Nice block with the chest by Retzbach. It's 2-2. AAA Syracuse in action on the road in Rochester. They have a 4-2 lead in the top of the seventh inning. Hayden Senger is second AAA RBI. Max Kranick made the start, 3 2/3 shutout, one-hit innings. The 2-2 pitch, Osborne off the hands on the ground at third. Played towards second from Vasquez, and he throws it into right field. Lugo tripped on the feet of the second baseman, Josenberger, and Lugo able to get back to second base safely. Well, it looked like it could have been a double play. Ends up being a fielder's choice and a throwing error on the third baseman, Vasquez. And now there's two on and nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth for Junior Tillian. Tillian singled to center his last time up. Still the only hit today for the Cyclones. Extend his hitting streak to 7. And the fastball from Baumeister taken low in the count 1-0. A former Cyclone and New York Met Rob Gesellman pitching in that game for Rochester today. Blast from the past. Corners are in. Especially at third, the 1-0, and Tillian takes a fastball, and the count evens at 1. Great to see Christina and Eddie Sledge here high atop Maimonides Park. Also great to see Sharon Lundy stop by as well. Been awesome to see the Sledges enjoy all the excitement around the ballpark today as Tillian ropes one into left field, a base hit. Lugo will be held at third by Gomez. Throw comes in behind the man at third base. So Brooklyn has two hits this afternoon. Both of them belong to Junior Tillian, and the Cyclones have the bases loaded with nobody out. Well, 80 grade song selection by DJ Ricky V in the control room. Been waiting, I want to say, since me and Johnny hopped on last April for a little old school mid-2000s Moving Your Body Like a Cyclone. Baby Bash featuring T-Pain. That's how long ago it goes, that song goes back, that I don't even remember who recorded the original song or who was in it. Just know the song. That's what happens when you hear music a lot of times at school dances and bar mitzvahs when you're growing up. You never get the name of the song. You never get the artist. You just move and groove to it. Speaking of moving and grooving, pitching coach for Aberdeen out to have a conversation. That Jordy Henry, was great to see the Orioles, one of the Orioles pitching coordinators, one of the roving pitching coordinators, Forrest Herman, here earlier today. We overlapped in the Reds organization once upon a time, both part of the 2021 Daytona Tortugas. Beautiful thing about baseball, you never know who you're going to see at a ballpark, who you've crossed paths with already. As Christian Pregent takes low in the count 1-0. Pregent a fly ball to center in his only at-bat so far today. Sack saturated with Cyclones with nobody out. The kick, the 1-0. And a fastball up and away. It's two balls and no strikes. But Syracuse holds that lead in their game today. Double-A Binghamton is on SNY with the Mets playing tonight. And they have just closed down a 2-0 shutout victory over Hartford. Rockies affiliate, a five-hitter today. As Pregen takes down and away, it's three balls and no strikes. But Matt Rudick, a home run in that ball game, is third. How about Blade Tidwell? 8 shutout, 5-hit innings today. Struck out 9 for the Rumble Ponies. Nowhere to put them, the 3-0, and Baumeister funnels a strike across. And the count 3-1. Trey McLaughlin came on, closed it out in the ninth inning. So Binghamton back over 500 with the win. From the stretch, Baumeister the 3-1. And another fastball over, and it's full 3-2. Single A St. Lucie will not play until tonight. They are scheduled to get underway around 6 o'clock this evening at Clover Park. Taking on the Hammerheads Marlins affiliate. The payoff pitch, and it hit him. Threw a 3-2 breaking ball, and he grazed Pregent's back. It'll be an RBI for Christian, and Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead on the hit by pitch. Maybe not exactly how Christian drew it up, but that's how he picks up his third RBI of the season. And that is how the day will come to a close for Jackson Baumeister. Was excellent through four innings, just one hit shutout baseball, but a couple of walks, an error, and a base hit plus a hit batter chases him in the fifth. Bradley Brimmer coming on for Aberdeen here in the fifth. Bases loaded, a run in, and still nobody out. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as we play on here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bradley Brimmer is a new arm in for the Ironbirds, making his second appearance of the series. Brimmer came on back on Tuesday in relief of Levi Wells in the bottom of the first. And Brooklyn's lopsided 9-2 win. Bases loaded. Still nobody out. First pitch to Omar De Los Santos popped up. In the infield, second baseman Josenberger underneath it by the first base bag. Infield fly was in play. So De Los Santos was automatically out. And one pitch, one out for Brimmer here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brimmer making his sixth appearance, 0-1, a 3.72 ERA. Six hits in 9 2/3 innings. Seven walks, nine strikeouts. Went an inning and a third, gave up just the one run on a two-run homer to the batter, Omar De Los Santos. Back on Tuesday, as Jeffrey De Los Santos out in front. And the count, no balls and a strike. Brooklyn a run in here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They have a 1-0 lead. Looking for more. 0-1. And De Los Santos out in front again. Pitch away at 92. It's no balls and two strikes. Osborne at third. Tillian at second. Pregent the man at first. Brimmer from the first base side of the mound. The 0-2. And he struck him out. What a job so far for Bradley Brimmer. One pitch to pop up Omar De Los Santos. And three to strike out Jeffrey De Los Santos, and two quickly sat down for Wilfredo Lara. Lara 0-for-2, a couple of ground balls, one back to the mound, one to third here tonight. You see the numbers for Brimmer so far this season. Orioles 12th round pick 2 years ago out of Indiana. As Lara takes low in the count 1-0, Brimmer was drafted by the Orioles twice. Once out of college, the other out of high school. It was a 23rd-round pick of the Orioles in 2018 out of Decatur Central High School in Indianapolis. A 1-0, way high. Nice job by Retzbach getting his glove up. And it's two balls and no strikes on Lara. But Brimmer started his college career at Wright State University in Ohio before transferring on to the Big Ten in Indiana for his final collegiate season. But 2-0, and Lara gets the green light, fouls it off. Good pitch to hit. It's two balls and a strike. Unofficial lineup for the starter. Baumeister, Four-plus innings, a run, two hits, three walks, three Ks, still responsible for the three men aboard. But 2-1, and Lara laid on the heater. It's two balls and two strikes. So Brimmer a strike away from one excellent Houdini act here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Aberdeen in the top of the sixth, scheduled to bring 8-9-1 to the plate. 2-2 the count on Lara. Brooklyn looking to add to a one-run advantage. Righty ready. Here's the 2-2. And Lara down the right field line, racing over Edsel. He won't get there, gets behind him and rolls all the way to the fence. That should clear the bases. Two runs are in. Here comes Pregent to the plate. The throw gets away from everybody to the backstop as Lara slides in head first with a 3-RBI triple. And Brooklyn takes a 4-0 fifth inning lead. Just slapped it down the right field line, and once that ball got past Edsel, it was off to the races. The first triple in Wilfredo Lara's Cyclones career, and Brooklyn delivers with two out and the bases loaded. And that triple from Lara calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail, put the barrel on the ball. Ryan Clifford steps up and takes a breaking ball strike, and it's 0-1. So now the line is officially closed on Baumeister. Four-plus innings, four runs all earned on just two hits. The 0-1, and Clifford out in front at 0-2. Should pump the brakes on all four being earned. There was an error at third base in this inning, so we'll see how many of the three scored, or rather the four scored this frame will be earned. The 0-2, low, and it's a ball and two strikes. Wouldn't be shocked if just one of the four were earned. But three walks, three Ks, a hit batter. 71 pitches, 39 strikes. Man at third, two out. The 1-2 pitch, and Clifford gets it off the end of the bat in his center, but playable for Elio Prado, and he'll make the grab to retire the side. So Brooklyn puts up a four spot in the fifth inning and take a 4-0 lead. We head to the sixth. We'll be joined by the authors of the children's book, A Day at Shea. Christina and Eddie Sledge will be with us here in the top half of the sixth inning. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Go to the top of the sixth inning here on Coney Island. Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn. Victor Castaneda has come on for Nolan McClain. A career-high 8 strikeouts over a career-high tying 5 innings. The first pitch of the frame to Randy Florentino is taken inside for ball one. But our focus right now here at the top of the sixth inning are our two special guests. He joined us a little bit on the pregame show here this afternoon. They'll join us live now as well, Christina and Eddie Sledge from Sledgehouse Media, authors of the book A Day at Shea. Also have a coloring book that goes along with it. Also the proud sponsors of the Cyclone Summer Reading Program. Christina, Eddie, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you. Wow, this is so surreal.
This is crazy.
I was going to say, I told you when we spoke over Zoom the other day that the view up here is pretty good. How does it rate compared to what I told you about?
Definitely 10 out of 10.
Yes.
This is gorgeous.
2-1 popped in the air behind the plate. Pregent without the mask makes the grab. And there's one away in the top of the sixth inning. But we were talking earlier this week. You had a big contingent of family and friends. You guys got to throw out the first pitch. How's everything going today? Is everyone having fun?
Oh, everyone had a ball today.
It is. I am speechless. This is crazy. It is crazy.
I think it's beyond what we imagine. Everyone here at the Cyclones has just been awesome, and it's just like a big family.
As Adam Retzbach takes outside in the count 1-0, both of you both had a chance to throw out a first pitch today, and I believe your daughter threw out a first pitch as well. What was it like getting a chance to go out there on the mound? I know you mentioned the other day that your daughter was going to throw out a first pitch. Did you guys know that you were going to be looped in there as well?
No, we had no idea. It was a pleasant surprise.
I didn't practice, though, so I didn't do as well.
But
she did a great job. We're so proud of our daughter. Yeah, my daughter did a great job. We told her she was going to do it anyway, so we told her to practice. And I thought she was going to practice, but she didn't practice with me. But she did a great job.
She did a great job.
She right down the middle.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mine's bounced, but, hey, I hit the plate, so.
Absolutely. Hey, well, she had to learn from you two, so I think you deserve credit for that as well. Yeah. Maybe awesome. we'll have her available out of the bullpen either later today or tomorrow. As Adam Retzbach takes a strike, it's 2-2. What's it been like interacting with the different fans down on the concourse, having a chance to sign some books for the people coming out here today? That must be a cool experience interacting with people who are enjoying the book.
So cool. The fans are so awesome here, so welcoming. We actually met a little boy. His name is Shay. Mm-hmm. And so he was so excited to have his name on the book, you know. So that's what we do this for. We do this for the kids. We do it for baseball fans to encourage the love of baseball, encourage the love of reading. So that's what it's all about. We had a great time.
Yeah.
That's absolutely wonderful as Adam Retzbach strikes out looking for the second out here in the sixth. Brings up Tavian Josenberger. Switch hitter takes a called strike and the count 0-1. What's it been like for you guys today seeing it through your daughter's eyes and her getting a chance to be on the field here on Coney Island? I'm sure had a chance to maybe interact with a couple of players pregame. I know the story is based off of your trip to Shea Stadium back in the day as a kid, Eddie, but it must be so cool to be able to pay it forward not only for so many youngsters in the ballpark, but especially your own kids.
It is. Like I said, it's crazy.
He's
like
speechless.
My story, I didn't think anything of it. I just went to a game. I wanted to go to a game, and I went to the free game. And, you know, my wife, she learned about it 20 years ago, 20 years later, or when we wrote the book, and I went raw, and then she took it from there. But never did we ever think that our daughter would be throwing out the first pitch. And, you know, this woman, I've been with her more than 30 years, and wherever she goes, I follow, and we just go together. So it's so surreal.
Yeah, I think it's surreal. I think that's the best word to describe it. And just to have the opportunity to share this with our family and our friends was just awesome.
I was going to say it was very cool when Johnny and I gave you a shout-out on the in-stadium pregame show and the big roar of cheers that came from your family and friends out here at the ballpark. That's one of the many reasons why we did it, to make sure that they got a shout-out as well as the 3-2 pulled foul. Actually, rather the 2-2 pulled foul out towards the parking lot. Hopefully your car is all right.
Oh, wow.
And the count remains even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And you mentioned in the interview the other day that trip to Shea Stadium from a top of a cereal box of Frosted Flakes or something like that. Do you still have the box top from that game, Eddie?
Nah. But when I went to the game, I kept the helmet for like a couple of months. And I came back and the helmet was sticky. So I kept the helmet, tore helmet. But now I don't have the cereal box. But it's just cool that since we're in the program, the reading program with Cyclones, that, you know, someone could just, a child could actually get to go to a game. and don't have to wait till Kellogg's come out with another ticket on the back of a box.
Absolutely. Yeah. As Josenberger strikes out looking to end the top of the sixth inning. You guys want to stick around for another half inning?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about the book A Day at Shea as 1-2-3 goes Aberdeen in the top of the sixth. 4-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, call to the bullpen for Aberdeen. It was the original scheduled starting pitcher today, Edgar Portes, who will come on here in the bottom of the sixth with Brooklyn holding on to a 4-0 lead, joined by our special guests, our stars of the day, Eddie and Christina Sledge, authors of the book A Day at Shea, as Stanley Consuegra takes a call at strike and so on. We'll talk a little bit about the book in just a second, but one of the other cool things here today was probably something else I'm not sure if you were expecting, Eddie, as the 0-1 chased its 0-2, being recognized as the veteran of the game along the third base side a little bit earlier in the contest. Did you know that was coming? And thank you as well for your service to our country.
No. It's crazy when I come to games here in this beautiful stadium, I normally see the veteran on the field, veteran of the day, and I sit there like, wow, you know, one day I'm going to do that. Or hopefully get to do that and be a veteran of the day. And when you actually do it, oh, it's amazing. You're just like, wow, like, this is amazing. So, yeah, just, I'm a baseball fan at heart, and just, it's like today you're getting the elements of everything, a backstage or just it's just great.
1-2 drops in there for a called strike three. And Consuegra down on strikes for the first out in the sixth inning. That'll bring up William Lugo, who's 0-for-1 with a fly out and a walk. But talking a little bit about the book for those who haven't had a chance to tune in to the interview or haven't had a chance to meet you on the concourse so far today, what is A Day at Shea about? And can you tell us a little bit about the background story about that box top that led you to that ball game, Eddie?
Sure. Do you want to speak on that?
You know, she loved to talk about it. So back in 86, I was 9 years old, and I spent the night at a friend's house. And the next morning we ate breakfast, and there's a cereal box. And in the back of the cereal box, it was a Kellogg's cereal box, Frosted Flakes, and it had a ticket for one free game admission. And at the same time, you get a cup ice cream, a little small helmet ice cream, and you get a soda. So I asked my friend, I said, hey, can I have it? He said, yeah, you know, because everyone I knew didn't like baseball. So he cut it out, gave it to me. A couple of days later, I went to the train station because no one in my family liked baseball. So I went to the train station, found out how to get there, two tokens, how to get there. Then during the week, I cashed bottles. We used to cast bottles, glass, plastic bottles at the corner store, bodega. And I did that enough to get two tokens, and I just went to a game by myself. Jumped on two trains, went out there by myself. I didn't think anything of it. I went to the nosebleed section, sat with the family, had my ice cream, my soda. I didn't use the bathroom or anything like that because I was scared. I was scared. So when people left, I just followed them, came back home, and didn't think anything of it. But like I said, 3 years ago, we started our company, Sledge House Media, and at the same time, we brought our memoir. And in it, I told the story, I just went to the game by myself. And she never heard that story because it was back in my mind. And she goes, hey, this is a great story. Now you can take it.
Yeah, it's I thought it was remarkable, just the wholesomeness of it, just him. It also gave me appreciation for him as a baseball fan and understanding his origin of his love of baseball. And it just was so heartwarming. And I said, we should make this into a children's book, kind of like a Rome Alone adventure story of him going to his first baseball game and just sharing that with people. And just thought it'd be a great children's book. And so the story now in the book, we reimagine the character as a girl. And her name is Chris. And so he named the character after me. And so also to pay homage to our daughters and other girls who love baseball. And so the story is about Chris. She goes to her first baseball game to see the Mets at Shea Stadium. And it's just such a sweet, heartwarming story. Just so innocent.
The 1-2 pitch and the breaking ball low. It's 2-2. Lugo worked a walk, so one on, one out, bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead. We are joined by the creators of Sledge House Media and the authors of A Day at Shea, Eddie and Christina Sledge. And one of the cool things that we were talking about a little bit earlier in the week was the reasoning behind turning that book also into a coloring book in order for fans and readers to be able to interact with the story in an even more personal way.
Right, yeah, that was so cool. The fans, anyone who buys the coloring book, you get an opportunity, the children, or even adults. We know lots of adults like to color.
Yeah, there are adult coloring books out there now. My mom has one.
I love coloring. It's a great stress reliever. And so we thought it would be so cool to turn the pages into coloring book pages. And so now anyone can bring her story to life. And it's also cool to be able to see yourself as a young child in the story. So cool.
That's fantastic. As a strikeout there of Osborne, two away now for Junior Tillian, who has two of Brooklyn's three hits so far today, 2-for-2 with a run scored. But where did the idea come up to start Sledge House Media and also get a chance to be involved with the Cyclones in terms of the summer reading program? Because we also mentioned that the other day, and I think that's one of the coolest promotions. I've been around minor league baseball for a while. That's one of the coolest promotions I've seen around.
Awesome. Yes, we agree. It was a really great opportunity to work with the Cyclones to partner and support and sponsor the reading program, the home run reader program, so that kids could also, it's almost like bringing a full circle where kids can now read four books and they have two free tickets to the game.
That's fantastic, and that's a great part of the summer reading program. We mention it on the air every single game, and we're so glad Christina and Eddie Sledge and their entire family and friends were able to come out to Maimonides Park and enjoy the day here at Maimonides Park. Not quite as cool sounding as A Day at Shea, but we're so glad you were able to spend the day with us. Go enjoy the rest of the afternoon with your friends and family, your daughters. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much
for being a sponsor for our summer reading program. And we can't wait to have you guys back out at Maimonides Park either later this year or any time in the future.
For the record, little Eddie was Chris. They would have loved this day.
It all comes full circle. A couple of Brooklyn Knights joining the Brooklyn Cyclones on the air. We go to the seventh. 4-0 Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day. And we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
We go to the top of the seventh inning. 4-0 Brooklyn, our score. And to take over the play-by-play, here's JG Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, thank you. First pitch roped down the left field line by Elio Prado. De Los Santos cuts it off, fires a bullet into second. It is not in time. Little bit offline, took the second baseman, Junior Tillian, off the bag. If that throw was a little more on the money, he might have got the speedy Prado. But instead, it is a leadoff double to open the top of the seventh with Brooklyn leading 4-0. So Victor Castaneda surrenders an extra base hit to start the seventh. Double off the bat of Prado, and now Edsel stands in. 4-0 Cyclones, righty arm on the lefty bat, Edsel. Big hole on the left side, first pitch to him is a fastball for a strike, and it is nothing and one. Cyclones 4 runs on 3 hits. They actually have been out-hit today. Aberdeen is scoreless on 4 hits. Castaneda deals an 0-1, wave and a miss. And a good breaking ball from the right-hander, and it's 0-2 to Matthew Edsel. Cyclones, all 4 of their runs coming in the bottom of the fifth. Put up a 4 spot, chasing Jackson Baumeister out of this game, the 0-2. Edsel takes in the dirt, 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Baumeister went 4-plus, gave up 4 runs, 2 hits, 3 walks to 3 strikeouts. Although none of those 4 runs earned. There was an error made in the inning that largely contributed to so much of that offensive production. 1-2. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Castaneda got him on a fastball that was just painted on the outer edge. And Edsel is down on strikes, and there's one away. That'll bring up the left-handed batter, Creed Willems. Willems today, 0-for-2, struck out looking and flied out to left. Shortstop Lugo shaded towards the second base bag, and the first pitch to Willems misses low for ball one. Willems at 293 this season, one of the better hitters on this Aberdeen squad. Of course, we told you, was just named the South Atlantic League Player of the Month when he led the circuit in runs batted in, tied for the league lead in homers, also pacing the way in total bases. 1-0 called strike, outside corner on the change from Castaneda. And it is 1-1. Carter Young on deck, then Jalen Vasquez after him as Aberdeen tries to make up some of this ground here in the seventh. Elio Prado led the frame off with a double. 1-1. Swing and a hard hit foul ball down the right field line, out of play. It's 1-2. Wind starting to pick up a little bit here on this Saturday afternoon. American flag in dead center is blowing towards the first base side of the field. Don't see a ton of that necessarily. Usually, of course, coming in off the water, blowing towards the third base side, now towards left. But not the case as things stand right now. See what Castaneda wants to do here. Ahead on Willems, 1-2. The right-hander ready to go. He fires. Willems takes down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willems did walk once yesterday. Saw a 7-game hit streak come to an end as part of an 0-for-3 performance. But did reach base, 2-2. Willems hits it to right and past the glove of the first baseman, Clifford. Quick relay in by Omar De Los Santos. Runner gets the stop sign, so Prado stays put at third. And Aberdeen has men on the corners with only one gone and Carter Young set to come to bat. So one of, if not the best opportunity for Aberdeen to pounce offensively here this afternoon. They've got runners on first and third with only one gone. So this is the second inning of work from Castaneda, and he does find himself in a little bit of trouble. Carter Young stands in, switch hitter from the left side. Castaneda, long hold, and the pitch. Young takes a fastball for a strike, and it is nothing and one. 0-1. Called strike outside corner. And it is nothing and two. Brooklyn leading 4-0 here, top seven. Aberdeen has men on the corners with one away. Middle infield playing double play down. Castaneda, I'm sure, would love anything on the ground here. 0-2 is fouled away to the screen behind the plate, and the count will stay right there. Jalen Vasquez on deck. Then Douglas Hodo after him would be next. Brooklyn in the home half will send their three up to bat. First pitch, or should say 0-2 pitch, hit to second, caught by Tillian, and he throws to first for the double play. Oh, how about that for Victor Castaneda? Dances his way out of a men on the corners, one out jam, an inning-ending double play to keep this 4-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
We go to the home half, bottom of the seventh from Maimonides Park. Cyclones leading 4-0. 8-9-1, two up in the frame for Brooklyn. Christian Pregent, Omar De Los Santos, and then Jeffrey De Los Santos. On to face Edgar Portes, back out for his second inning of work. First pitch, breaking ball down and away to Pregent. It's 1-0. Portes, who came on to toss the sixth, and only faced one off the minimum. Not much doing offensively for Brooklyn in the last half inning. 1-0 to Pregent, and Pregent heavy swing and a miss through a high heater, and it is 1-1. Christian today flied out to right his first time up, then was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to score the game's first run. 1-1 on the way. Pregent leans out of the way of a heater up and in. It's 2-1. Couple of batters later, Wilfredo Lara cleared those then loaded bases with a three-run triple. That's where we stand right now, 4-0. Infield back, 2-1 upcoming. Portes from the full wine pitches. Pregent pops it up right towards us here in the booth, but up over our heads and onto the roof, and it's 2-2.
It's not like other spots in the ballpark where that ball might roll back down. Have a chance at it. That ball's gone.
Series concludes tomorrow, 2 p.m. first pitch. Whoever wins today will have an opportunity to capture that series victory. 2-2, called strike three. Pregent down on the changeup. He knew it. Does not put up a fight with the home plate umpire, Connor Kroll. So Edgar Portes, since coming on in relief, has struck out three of the five batters that he has faced. Line final on Bradley Brimmer, second Aberdeen arm of the day. First toss to De Los Santos, swing and a miss from Omar. It's nothing and one. Goes one inning, gives up one hit, strikes out one, doesn't walk anybody, no runs across. We told you earlier, none of the four allowed by Baumeister went down as earned. As Omar cranks this one a mile high in the air, shallow center, chasing Prado in, cut off by the right fielder Etzel, who calls him off and makes the play for out number two. So two up, two down for Portes here, bottom seven. And now back to the top for Jeffrey De Los Santos. De Los Santos today, 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a flyout. Here's the pitch. De Los Santos swings and misses, 0 and 1. Jeffrey did have an RBI base knock yesterday in Brooklyn's 2-0 win. One of just five Cyclone hits on Friday night, 0-1. Misses in the dirt, 1-1. Even tonight, only three hits. So this is not a Brooklyn team that has been pouring it in from a hit standpoint, but they have done just enough to seize leads and not give them up, particularly with the pitching they've been getting over the course of the past couple days. 1-1. De Los Santos takes outside, and it's 2-1. Of course, Nolan McLean, who started this game, probably his best outing for what it's worth in a pitching capacity with the Cyclones here in 2024. 2-1 on the way. De Los Santos cuts and misses, 2-2. Five scoreless innings for Nolan, only walked one guy, gave up just three hits, and struck out a career-high 8. ERA is now sub-3 on the season at 2.84. His OPS over 800 as well. 2-2. De Los Santos fouls it back to the netting, and it stays 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, now 13 consecutive scoreless innings for McLean all over the course of this homestand. Not the longest stretch for a Brooklyn starter this year, too.
2-2 on the way to De Los Santos, and he pulls it down the first baseline. Fair ball under the glove of Willems. De Los Santos, who has speed, charging towards second, and he's in standing as the throw comes in late. Two-out double from Jeffrey De Los Santos. Back-to-back games with a hit for Jeffrey, and Brooklyn has a run in scoring position with two gone for Wilfredo Lara. Well, the Cyclones trying to end this 12-game homestand with a bang. Brooklyn, who opened it up last week against Wilmington, Cyclones took 4 of 6 in that one. Find themselves deadlocked, a 2-2 tie, wins on Tuesday and Friday against the Ironbirds. First pitch upcoming to Wilfredo Lara. Portes fires, misses down and away, 1-0. Well, this is an opportunity now for Lara to really try and put this dry spell behind him. Already has the bases clearing triple today, and now a runner in scoring position with two gone. 1-0 upcoming, long hold, now the pitch. Lara hits it off the end of the bat, shortstop Young to his left, up with it and over to first in time to retire the side. So a two-out double from Jeffrey De Los Santos, but he is left there at the end of 7. Brooklyn still leading 4-0 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
New arm in the game for Brooklyn as we go to the eighth. Victor Castaneda's day is done. Now Ben Simon on in relief as the Cyclones lead 4-0. And with the play-by-play, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny, the lifelong Mets fan. On for the Cyclones here in the top half of the eighth inning. Takes over for Victor Castaneda. His first pitch to Jalen Vasquez is outside. And the count 1-0. Vasquez, Hodo, Florentino, 6-7-8, 2 up for Aberdeen here in the eighth. The 1-0 from Simon, and Vasquez pulls it foul up the first baseline. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Simon, 5'11", 197 pounds. 22 years old from East Windsor, New Jersey. Grew up not too far away from the Jersey Shore ballpark, maybe about 40 minutes or so. The 1-1 off the end of the bat, in the air behind the plate. Pregent by the warning track, can't make the play. It's a row back into the seats. And it's 1-2. Is that young Finn wearing a Cyclones jersey coming away with the giveaway? And the count 1-2. Simon pitching for the last time since last Sunday. Took the loss in that ball game, gave up a couple of runs on three hits in two innings. A 1-2 from Simon, and this flipped foul up towards the lower level of the luxury level. And it remains at a ball and two strikes, and now Simon gets him swinging. 95-mile-an-hour fastball away, and Simon picks up his strikeout for the first down of the eighth inning. Final line for Victor Castaneda goes two innings, no runs, a couple of hits, no walks, struck out three. 31 pitches, 22 strikes this afternoon. Douglas Hodo has struck out a couple of times today, and he chases the breaking ball low, and the count 0-1. Aberdeen, no runs, five hits, an error. They have left two. Brooklyn, four runs, four hits, no errors. They have left four. The 0-1. High, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Simon, the Mets' 13th round pick last year out of Elon University in North Carolina. The 1-1. A little dribbler off the foot of Hodo before it rolls fair. So a dead ball in the count 1-2. Simon, all CAA, second team a couple of years ago. Had a great high school career in New Jersey at Hightstown High School. Was a four-year starter and a three-year captain, not only in baseball, but in basketball as well. The 1-2. Breaking ball down and away. It's two balls and two strikes. Was an applied mathematics major at Elon. Many years ago, you probably think nothing of it when it comes to a pitcher in baseball. Might mean a little bit more now, at least on the baseball side of things, the 2-2 off the fists, and this one will get down off the screen. And it remains at 2-2. But now with all the different data tracking and different ways that technology is used to calculate effectiveness of pitches, and analytical data. Wonder if that might help Simon at all during his pitching career. The 2-2. Fastball outside corner, strike three looking. 96 on the black. And Hodo down on strikes for the second out. Another strikeout brought to you by BKFC. The Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer to Coney Island. In 2025, visit brooklynfootballclub.com for more information. Randy Florentino popped up to the catcher in his last at-bat. He's 0-2, and he pulls it foul up the first base line. It's no balls and a strike. Florentino, once ranked as high as the Rangers' number 10 prospect at midseason in 2019. The 0-1 fouled away in the count 0-2. In his second season in the Orioles farm system, came over in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft a couple of years back. The 0-2 pitch stung on the ground at first, fielded behind the bag by Clifford, steps on the square, and the side is retired. So, for Aberdeen in the eighth, 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts against Ben Simon to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn looking for insurance. They lead 4-0 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Edgar Portes out for his third inning of relief as he moved to the home eighth inning. And fitting, we tell you on their day today that the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones. We're doing it, all kids 18 and under, invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by our friends at Sledge House Media. All you have to do, read 4 books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. Good breaking ball from Portes. And Clifford tied in knots, couldn't hold up. And the count, no balls and a strike. Clifford 0 for 2 with a walk this afternoon. Extending that on base streak to 9 in a row. As that one low, it's a ball and a strike. Clifford has reached in 21 of his last 22 games. Dating back to the 9th of April, that the first home game for Brooklyn. The 1-1. High, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Series wraps up tomorrow. Be a rematch of Tuesday's starting pitchers, Levi Wells for Aberdeen and Douglas Orellana for Brooklyn. The 2-1. Upstairs, it's 3 balls and a strike. Gates open 1 o'clock. Our coverage at 1:45, 2 p.m., the first pitch here from Maimonides Park. The windup, the 3-1 from Portes. And Clifford swings through the fastball. It's 3-2. Right after we signed off the airwaves last night that we had our first real big trade of the Major League season come through the wire. Luis Arraez traded by the Marlins to the San Diego Padres for a conglomeration of prospects. The payoff pitch, and Clifford, a little cue ball to the left, and it remains at 3-2. But the Marlins acquiring the Padres' first-round pick from last year. I want to say his name's Dylan Head. High school draftee a year ago. The payoff pitch. Low ball 4, and Clifford works another walk. 27 of them so far this season. He had 39 in the South Atlantic League last year and 390 plate appearances. He's had 107 so far this year. One on, nobody out for Stanley Consuegra. Has walked, grounded to third, and struck out in this ballgame. Righty offers, and Consuegra leaning on that pitch. It's no balls and a strike. long pause, the 0-1. And Consuegra brushed back high and tight. And the count evens at one, but Dylan Head, Jacob Marcy, Nathan Martorella, and Woo-Suk Go. The quartet going to the Marlins in that trade. Head was at single-A Lake Elsinore. The other three were at double-A San Antonio. The 1-1, swing and a miss in the count 1-2. And it ended up creating a bit of a funny result last night. Saw Keith Rad tweet about this as well. Well, there was a great footage from the Arkansas Travelers broadcast. That's where double-A San Antonio and the Padres system was last night. The 1-2. Breaking ball outside and low. It's two balls and two strikes. One on. Nobody out. 4-0. Brooklyn in the bottom of the eighth inning. But I want to say it was Jacob Marcy who was on second base when word came down about the trade. At the belt, here's the 2-2. Up and in, three balls and two strikes. And the third base coach and manager for San Antonio was trying to wave him off the field in favor of a pinch runner. Now, it's not exactly hug watch season yet. The trade deadline around the bend, and everyone's sort of watching the prospects and the players to see who's giving away hugs in the dugout because they got dealt mid-game. The payoff pitch drops in there for strike three. And Consuegra, a look back at the home plate umpire, Connor Kroll, and he's rung up for the first out of the eighth. Brings up William Lugo, who has worked a pair of walks and scored a run. He is 0-for-1 officially today. Well, yeah, no, Jacob, you need to come off the field. You've just been traded. Wasn't expecting to get pinch run for in that situation. Ended up leading to a comical series on the diamond. Lugo takes outside. It's 1-0, but Arise, the reigning National League batting champion. Padres also receiving nearly $8 million in cash. Responsible only to pay the league minimum to Arise the rest of the way. The 1-0. And Lugo pops it in the air, right field. Out the second baseman, Josenberger, into his left, Etzel. And he'll make the grab with the sunglasses on for the second out. That'll bring up the Brooklyn catcher, serving as the DH this afternoon, Drake Osborne. But an interesting trade made by San Diego in that spot. You look at the current Major League standings. Padres 4.5 back of the Dodgers, second place in the National League West. One on, two out. Here's the pitch to Drake. And the fastball high at 91, the count 1-0. Padres also a half game back of the Reds, Mets, and Nationals right now for the final wild card spot. A long pause for Portes, kicks the 1-0, and Osborne takes a called strike even though he was sliding out of the way, and the count even at one. I'm not sure where that one came across, but Portes will take it regardless. We'll see how that trade shakes out not only this year but a couple of years from now. Three of the prospects coming over to Miami in the dirt. Ski balls off the edge of Rett's box. Mitt lands right behind him. Never saw it and had no chance to get Clifford, who takes second on the wild pitch. It's 2-1. But three of the four prospects the Marlins got in that trade were three of the top 15 Padres farmhands entering the season, according to Baseball America. And MLB Pipeline has already slotted them into three of the top 11 spots in the Marlins' top 30. Especially if you consider Arise not exactly known for his defense, an outstanding hitter. I've already seen some folks thinking that the Padres gave up a little bit too much to get the sweet hitting Arise. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes.
Well, it depends, I guess, how much you value a guy like Arise. Obviously, not a ton of pop, not a ton of extra bases, but he's good for a 1-for-4, 2-for-4 night. very routinely. Just a lot of singles.
And I wonder how much of that is due to the Padres standing in the NL West. As Osborne strikes out on the breaking ball, especially when you consider the Los Angeles Dodgers spent, what, over $1 billion this offseason? We head to the ninth inning here on Coney Island. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Ben Simon back to the mound as we move to the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead as Adam Retzbach, Tavian Josenberger, Elio Prado, 9-1-2. Due up for the Ironbirds just a little bit past 4 o'clock here in the East alongside Johnny Adamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Simon's first pitch hit in the air right field, sending Omar De Los Santos back, turns around onto the warning track, makes the catch in front of the Hey Coyote signage. And one pitch, one away in the ninth inning. That ball kept carrying, and if the wind may be blowing a bit out in that direction, maybe Retzbach has an opposite field home run. Not easy to hit it out to right field in this spacious ballpark. But the wind, not much of an issue right now, but blowing in just a tad from the flagpole in center as Tavian Josenberger takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. Josenberger, 1-for-3, has one of Aberdeen's five hits in this ballgame. The 0-1, slapped down the left field line towards the Aberdeen bullpen. It's 0-2. It'll be Douglas Orellana tomorrow against Levi Wells. 2 o'clock first pitch, a Sunday fun day here on Coney Island. Kids run the bases after the game. The 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. Off speed down. And Simon, another strikeout. That's his third. And the Cyclones one out away from back-to-back shutout victories. We'll celebrate Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, our first Copa de la Diversión game of the year, playing as Los Jefes de Brooklyn. New jerseys, new caps for that uniform kit. As Elio Prado takes outside 1-0. Prado single and a double this afternoon. On the first 1,000 fans, we'll get a Brooklyn Jefes Sugar Skull bobblehead presented by Verizon. As Prado takes low 2-0, we'll have our Sunday brunch up on the Optimum rooftop just to our left. First 500 fans tomorrow also receive a coupon for a free slice of pizza. As this hit in the air again to right, De Los Santos back to his left, slows down, makes the catch, and you can celebrate another Cyclones shutout victory. Back-to-back days, Brooklyn pitching, blanking the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Your final score this afternoon, the Brooklyn Cyclones 4 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds nothing. Nolan McClain, Victor Castaneda, Ben Simon combine on a 5-hit shutout, and the Cyclones have now thrown 18 consecutive scoreless innings after giving up six in the 10th inning on Thursday afternoon. Ben Simon slamming the door shut in the 9th inning and 8th inning as well. Save number one in the New Jersey Natives' professional career. We'll step aside. Recap report is next. As the late, great Bob Murphy would say, the happy recap just around the bend. Brooklyn shuts out Aberdeen again. Their fifth shutout already this year. That's tied for the most across all of minor league baseball. Don't go anywhere. Got a little more coverage coming your way after these words on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Well, they said the Mets organization doesn't have enough pitching prospects. Well, all they've done through the last two games is not allow a run over 18 innings, and they've shut out their opponent 5 times through the first 26 games this year. That is tied for the most in all of minor league baseball. And Nolan McClain, Victor Castaneda, Ben Simon, the latest triumvirate to close out a shutout, a 5-hitter this afternoon, as the Cyclones best Aberdeen 4-0 alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, who's going to make his way back up here momentarily. Brooklyn, another victory. They improved to 14-12. Aberdeen with the loss drops to 13-13. Brooklyn clinches a winning homestand with the victory here today. They have now captured 7 of the first 11 matchups in this two-weeker, and they'll have a chance to make it back-to-back home series victories with a W tomorrow afternoon against Aberdeen. But let's take you through the game that was here today. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, Nolan McClain making the start against Jackson Baumeister, and it was a pitcher's duel through the early going, and Nolan McClain was a big author in that. 5 shutout innings today, struck out a career-high 8 in this ballgame, but it was donuts across the board until McClain had thrown his last pitch in the top of the 5th inning, as Brooklyn able to come alive with the lumber in the home 5th. William Lugo led off that inning with a walk, and then Drake Osborne stung one to third. Jalen Vasquez's throw to second sailed in a right field. That allowed everybody to be safe. So first and second, nobody out. Junior Tillian then singled through the left side. That loaded the bases for Christian Pregent with an opportunity to give Brooklyn the game's first run. Taking on the Hammerheads Marlins affiliate. The payoff pitch, and it hit him. Threw a 3-2 breaking ball, and he grazed Pregent's back. It'll be an RBI for Christian, and Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead on the hit by pitch. So a painful way for Brooklyn to score the game's first run, but they scored the first run of the game regardless, and they had a 1-0 lead. Bases were still loaded with nobody out. Baumeister departed. Bradley Brimmer came on and then got Omar De Los Santos to pop up to second. Struck out Jeffrey De Los Santos on three pitches, and you thought Brooklyn might have to settle for one in the inning. But Wilfredo Lara stepped to the plate, and he came through with the biggest blow of the afternoon. One-run advantage. Righty ready. Here's the 2-2. And Lara down the right field line, racing over Etzel. He won't get there, gets behind him, and rolls all the way to the fence. That should clear the bases. Two runs are in. Here comes Pregent to the plate. The throw gets away from everybody to the backstop as Lara's. Lara would slide into third base there safely with an RBI triple, a three RBI triple at that. Gave Brooklyn a 4-0 lead. Victor Castaneda came on in the sixth. Shut down Aberdeen in the sixth and seventh. And Ben Simon, hard to be any more perfect than he was today. Six batters, six outs, three strikeouts for his first career save. As the Cyclones actually will not pick up his save since he didn't go the requisite three innings here tonight. But it sounded good out of the mouth. But the Cyclones do come away with a 4-0 victory here this afternoon. Winning pitcher Nolan McLean, he improves to 2-1, 5 shutout, 3 hit innings, a walk, a career high, 8 strikeouts today. Jackson Baumeister suffers the loss, the first of his career. He's 0-1, 4 innings plus, gave up the 4 runs, but none of which were earned because of that error by Vasquez in the inning. 2 hits allowed, did walk 3 and strike out 3 in the ballgame. Final line score this afternoon, Aberdeen no runs, 5 hits, an error, they left 2. Brooklyn 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors, they left 5. Final time of game this afternoon, just 2 hours and 8 minutes, just missed being the shortest time of game for Brooklyn this year in front of another great crowd, 1,449 here on this Saturday in Brooklyn. Looks like Edgar Portez had a big family contingent out at the ballpark today. Heard a lot of cheers when Portez was pitching later on in the ball game, and now got the entire family on the field taking a photo with the Dominican flag, and Portez' native country is the Dominican Republic, so always cool getting a chance to see players interact with family and friends, especially if they haven't had a chance to see them in quite a long time. Looks like Connor Kroll, the home plate umpire today, also had a couple of fans out here as well. He's from South Jersey. Not too many times you see the umpire taking photos with folks after the game, but you know what? This is the first time for everything as we take you through the out-of-town scoreboard before we say goodbye on this Saturday. Everything else in the South Atlantic League either just about to start or is just underway. Bottom of the first inning down the shore, Blue Claws and Hot Rods are scoreless. Braden Fosnot against Trevor Martin. Rome is at home against Hickory. That one going to get underway at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. It'll be Drew Hackenberg for Rome. Winston Santos will get the ball for Hickory. Wilmington will host Hudson Valley at 6:05. Andre Lara against Cam Schlittler. Asheville at home against Greenville. Also a 6:05 start there. Jose Gadez will get the ball against David Sandlin. And then Greensboro hosting Winston-Salem at 6:30. No listed starter for the Dash, Alessandro Ercolani, will get the ball for the Grasshoppers. Mets affiliate scoreboard on this Saturday. Rays and Mets coming up 7:15 tonight. Christian Scott, member of the 2022 and 23 Cyclones, getting ready to make his Major League debut. He'll be joined by Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, Brett Beatty, Tomas Nito, as the former Cyclones in the Major League lineup today. Been a successful day so far in the organization. Triple-A Syracuse, a 4-2 winner today on the road in Rochester. The Nationals affiliate has a big RBI day for Hayden Senger, who had 3 hits in that ballgame. Double-A Binghamton, a 2-0 shutout winner over Hartford. How about Blade Tidwell? 8 shutout, 5-hit innings, struck out 9 in the ballgame. So the Mets High A and Double A affiliates coming up with shutouts on this Saturday afternoon. Single A St. Lucie, the only team in the organization, at least on the minor league side, that has not yet played today. They'll get underway 6:10 at Clover Park against Jupiter. Ernesto Mercedes expected to get the ball for St. Lucie. And how about the Florida Complex League? They got underway today. They're the only team in the organization that fell this afternoon. They dropped the contest to the Cardinals on the road 6-4. But Jeffrey Rosa, who was one of the stars in the Dominican Summer League last year, making his stateside debut today. Well, he homered a two-run shot in his stateside debut. So despite the loss, a productive day for the FCL Mets. It was also great to see Joel Diaz back on the mound. His first appearance since 2022, went two scoreless and struck out two. Our series wraps up tomorrow afternoon. 2 o'clock first pitch here from Coney Island. As we mentioned, as the game was ending, got quite a bit of promotions. We'll celebrate our Copa de la Diversión game tomorrow to bring in Cinco de Mayo. Cyclones will play as Los Jefes de Brooklyn. First 1,000 fans will get a Sugar Skull bobblehead giveaway courtesy of our friends at Verizon. Again, gates open at 1 o'clock. Johnny and I on the airways, 1:45 pregame. 2 o'clock first pitch. It'll be Douglas Orellana for Brooklyn. He'll get the ball again. No record. A 1.02 ERA, and it will be Levi Wells who took the start and took the loss for Aberdeen on Tuesday to get the ball in the series finale for the Ironbirds. That'll do it for us here on this Saturday afternoon as Brooklyn picks up their second straight shutout, of 4-0 winner over Aberdeen. For our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, our General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, our entire crew in the control room on the TV side of things, Ricky Viola, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, and the like. And as always, for my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island in Brooklyn. Again, your final tally, the Cyclones 4 and the Ironbirds nothing. We hope to have you with us again for the series finale and the homestand finale tomorrow afternoon. But until then, enjoy the Kentucky Derby, enjoy Christian Scott's Major League debut, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.